brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up in the next segment, I'm going to get back into China in great detail. And then later in the broadcast, we got Lindsey Williams joining us with new bombshell information. We are live. It is the 19th day on this Wednesday, 2011. 19th day of January. Man dies after house fumigated with same fluoride compound sprayed on food. And Paul Watson and I, along with Steve Watson, did deep research on this in the last few years. And this is the same fumigation system sprayed on already harvested crops. It's sprayed on wheat. It's sprayed on corn. It's sprayed on tomatoes. It's sprayed on grapes in the warehouses to keep the weevils and stink bugs and all the rest of the pest. It was authorized, 6 years ago to be sprayed on the crops. They also have a liquid spray they spray on of another variant of sodium fluoride. Man dies after house fumigated with same fluoride compound sprayed on food. I was looking at my fluoride video that I did last week that I do want to get Watson to add to the article he's written, because it's a 10-minute video, and it really shows how the government is now having to admit that sodium fluoride is hurting people in the drinking water. Remember that came out in the Associated Press 2 weeks ago, a government press release? So they're trying to start covering their rear ends, kind of like for 20 years they denied that Prozac was causing massive suicides. But to cover their hind end, they started putting a little proviso on the insert, hoping you don't read it. Oh, yeah, this stuff, folks, I say a doubling in cancer overall when you drink one part per million sodium fluoride for more than 10 years. That's one of the big studies. It's a tripling in the general public if you average men and women together. It is a sevenfold increase in the U.S. government's own studies in bone cancer in adolescents. And I don't know how three times in women, and then you average it with men, how it would be. Well, point is, he's got all the links to the major studies and all of it in that video. And so I was looking at that video up on YouTube this morning, just briefly checking it, because I just love, seeing hundreds of thousands see something that's going to warn people. And it only had like 50,000 views on it. And then I was reading the first comment, and it said, I was watching local news here in San Jose, and it said that a man broke into a house that had the tents up around it where they fumigate the house for bed bugs or roaches. And I noticed that the sign said fluoride, danger, don't go in fluoride. Sure enough, I went and found the newscast, and it said fluoride. And it's a type of aerosolized fluoride that is used on the crops that you eat. Again, they have one they spray in the field that's in a water that goes onto it, and if the bugs try to eat it, they die. And of course, you eat it, but no big deal. You're bigger than a bug. You'll die a few years down the road. It's not going to really be noticed that way. A little, kind of like MSNBC said, a little, lead in the toys from China, it's good for you. You think I'm joking? I can play that clip. You think I'm joking? I have clips saying mercury is now good for your children injected into their blood. Again, it's all about breaking your will, just being out in the open. Yeah, the CIA tortures kids in front of their parents. Yeah, we're putting poison in your food. But man dies after house fumigated with same fluoride compound sprayed on food. Known insecticide toxin was approved for use on fruits, nuts sold to Americans. But what kind of nut goes up to a house that has danger signs all over it and looks like it has a funhouse tent over it? And, of course, then you got to ask yourself, I read about this in New York where they use this fluoride as the main chemical they use on cars that have bed bugs or out-of-control roaches, and they use it even on apartments. They'll do it in an apartment below you and supposedly seal the doors and windows. You know full well it's going up into your apartment or down into your apartment. Just like when your neighbor's smoking cigarettes, you can smell it. I shouldn't laugh. The guy went in and was just killed very fast. But hey, I bet he's got clean teeth, huh? Actually, they admit it causes the teeth to fracture and dental fluorosis. But hey, still, it's good for you. We'll be right back.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge. Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
China is the dominant engine of the world government. It is collectivist. Their leaders are bloodthirsty eugenicists who are anti-family, anti-Christianity. They are embraced by the eugenicist elites out of England, the United States, and Europe. They, if you go back 30 years ago, the Council on Foreign Relations said the 21st century will be the Chinese century. We will be deindustrialized. We'll have a currency war, which will really be a currency devaluation. Then we'll come out with a global band corps. They also called it the Phoenix. And now the IMF last year officially announced they want the band corps. That will be partially backed by gold, issued by the private central banks, and also partially backed by the Chinese currency. And we would cover this 15 years ago on air, and people would laugh at us. Oh, China, they could now this is the most important point. I'm coming to it now. China, they can never take over America. China, they can't do anything to us. China has no power. Why, we got 20,000 nukes. You know, the Chinese, they can't even get a rocket into space right. And so Bill Clinton and Laura Allen Hughes give them the ICBM technologies to get their Long March into orbit and to be able to hit anywhere in the U.S. But that's not enough to get one ICBM up with only one warhead. That'll only destroy Chicago or Dallas or Los Angeles. You've got to have it when it pops open. It's got to have MIRV. it's launched from its launch pads in northern China, up over the poles. That's the shortest route. It's coming down over Chicago or New York, back into the atmosphere. The nose cone blows off, and there are 12 to 24 warheads. But you want some dummies, too, so that any ground-based lasers or missile-to-missile systems or railgun anti-missile systems, ooh, those are highly classified. That'll get the NSA humming right there. If they're trying to shoot down the warheads, not going to be able to get them all. Okay? So they give them everything. Oh, we'll put more taxes, more regulations, more environmental stuff on the U.S. China, you get none of it. Then we have all our politicians lecturing us. You need to be more like China. The head of the Goddard Space Center yesterday. America's going down because we don't accept carbon taxes. China's smart. They're authoritarian. China's exempt. He knows that. They're giving us a false narrative of why we're about to collapse. We're being told anything, a cyber attack could collapse the whole economy and cause bank runs and a shutdown of the currency anytime now. And 9,000 telescreens are going in now announcing the cyber attack's coming. Get ready. The whole web could be shut down. Homeland Security's trying to keep it safe. See, they're getting everybody ready for this to happen. And then there'll be pipe bomb attacks all over the country, blamed on domestic groups as they're collapsing it, so that anyone saying no to the collapse of the U.S. under the corporate global government, backed up by their attack dog, the murderous, all-time killer Chinese, the record killers, no one, Hitler, Stalin combined, could not touch them. And now our media, they're good, they're our leader, they're moral, just all these leaders constantly, Ted Turner, just on and on, praising China, praising. I got a giant stack of news here today praising China, just how they are so wonderful. And I've talked to a lot of friends and family that have been there. China is hellish. And the cops are just completely arrogant, walk around like ring wraiths, just beat or kill whoever they want. It is just lawless evil. But I run into businessmen all the time that are in business with China. And I'll be sitting there just a few weeks ago to get some Mexican food, and I go up to the bar to pick it up. My wife says, hey, I don't want to cook tonight. We put food up. I'm coming home at 5:30. I go, sure. I go in to get the food. I'm waiting at the bar, and there's a guy going, Alex, I've seen your show. Do you know how great China is? You know how wonderful, how they get things done? America's pathetic. They get a problem with an executive there, they just execute them in a week. That's how we need to be soon. And I didn't even argue with the guy. I didn't say, oh, really, that's why their lakes catch on fire and their rivers? Oh, that's why the Communist Party's so filthy rich and they keep the people down and forcibly sterilize the women? Oh, that's really beautiful. But see, it's this sycophantic thing. As long as you go over and grovel to the Chinese communist, then, oh, you're all part of the sickness of it. Same thing in the 30s when Hitler was a rock star in the U.S., my grandfather grew up in Dallas, and the Dallas radio stations would play Hitler speeches and say how great he was with English over it. Covering Time magazine, just he is, you know, life books. Stalin's great. Mussolini's great. There's this love affair. And, of course, it's not that the elites are stupid and got fooled by Hitler. They were building him up to destroy him. And that could be the case with China. This is very sophisticated here. But if you think of it as America against China, or America against Russia, or Russia against China, or Russia against the U.S., or vice versa, that is in two-dimensional, like playing checkers. This is an advanced game of chess. This is geopolitical stratagem, where you've got the globalists, the robber barons, the banks, that sit above the two-dimensional players of China, Russia, and the United States, all deeply in debt. All their infrastructure is financed through fraud by the banksters. The banksters' wealth is in the quadrillions of fraudulent made-up digits, and their entire global police state is about forcing you to accept those quadrillions as legitimate. Their mega Ponzi scheme, their pyramid of total pyramids. You understand that? They know exactly what they're doing. And so it's a balancing act through the UN, through the IMF, through the World Bank, through all these regional boards where they're always jockeying with each other, playing the nations off against each other, the race to the bottom, the destruction of the middle class, the destruction of the infrastructure, always competing with the authoritarian China who takes their 10-year-olds and puts them in slave factories. They're now openly saying they may drug the water supply in China to stop the epidemic of suicide. See, it's not that the society's sick. It's that you're sick because you don't like working 18 hours a day in fumes in the iPad factory. So that our kids can be in the Matrix, not communicating with friends and family, just staring into their iPad or their iPhone. Not saying an iPhone or iPad is evil of itself. How it's being built is evil. What it's doing to us, what we're allowing to happen is evil. Now, there's also a war on being able to recognize evil. They tell us there is no evil. Let the government do whatever it wants. But then it moralizes to you all day about how you should feel guilty and give up your rights. So that's the key to understanding this. China, we are being told, is the owner of America. We're seeing the Chinese flags. The AP says that's to let Americans suspicious of China know they shouldn't be suspicious. No, it's meant to throw it in our face. It's meant to get us ready for more outrages. We're being drugged through the mud. We're being conditioned to accept all of this. That's what Richard Nixon was about. That's what Bill Clinton was about. That's why all of it came out that he was doing all these things with cigars and lying and raping women and selling things out to communist Chinese and murdering Ron Brown and blowing up Oklahoma City. It's meant to just get you to where you totally just accept that they do that and they get away with that. Just like the TSA is going to put their hands down your pants to train you. And now it's in the news that even if you refuse the naked body scanners, they make you walk through them, though. See, it's just that little act of submission. Okay, I'll arrest you if you don't do exactly as I say. You're allowed to opt out. Just a regulation. All made up. But I want you to go ahead and walk through anyways in front of the people. And they admit that's to condition everybody else watching that it's safe. They don't want to see one of the sheep not going into the slaughter pen. Even if you're not going to slaughter that Judas goat, you know, the goat that leads in the other sheep, and but then goes out on the other side, they're making you become a Judas goat. It's all animal psychology. The minute you use your higher order thinking, the minute you start scanning their scams, the minute you start analyzing what they're doing, the minute you decide to not just receive it like a chump, it's all over. But it's up to you. So, here we are. And they're humiliating us with these announcements of how China runs our country. And they're overrunning the nation and filling all the new people that are brought into the country that could be helpful parts of the nation to empower the country with their own nationalism to hate the United States so they can balkanize us and all control us. And it's that same strategy globally. The global government is a global corporate empire that has all the wealth, and then now they're basically scapegoating China as our owner. But they're scapegoating them by saying how powerful they are, by saying how great they are, by saying they run America. Remember how they did that in the 80s with the Japanese and Americans were all upset? The Japanese are buying up America. The Japanese done got us. The Japanese were being taken over by the central banks. The central banks were the ones doing it. And they got Japan suckered in to the fast money. And so that incredibly productive country has been in a 15-year depression and is never coming out of it. And it's the same thing. China is a horrible hellhole, and by the globalists praising it and giving it pride in China, that makes the people not rebel against their government, the good people of China, who have been rebelling with pickaxes and hoes and shovels and beating the police and military in provinces all over the country. I've seen the videos on YouTube that are snatched down quickly of just farmers who are sick of having their family land taken, who are starving to death, just running with hoes and attacking police, who then start shooting them. And then you just see the farmers overrun everyone, and then the tape cuts out. And our government, don't pull that off YouTube. Don't let people see that. That'll embarrass our Chinese friends. So this is meant to make the American people hate the Chinese people. The Chinese media is always demonizing the U.S. That's what they have their people hate us. While it's just the corrupt, bloodthirsty elite of China with the corrupt, bloodthirsty elite of America and Europe and the U.N., they're all teamed up building this global government that's designed to actually cull out most of the population because we're not just cheap. Life isn't just cheap. It's seen as negative. So the big issue here is that The global government is a corporate fraud government that sits above all the countries, and they're playing us off against each other. We'll be right back.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you have more than 4 hot flash episodes a day? Do you ever wake up at night soaked in sweat? Do you experience mood swings, heightened emotions, or sometimes feel on the verge of tears? Have you gained more than 5 pounds? Have you lost the energy level you had before menopause? Do you have low libido or no interest at all? If you said yes to any of these questions, you may be suffering with severe menopause symptoms and you qualify to receive a free month supply of Amberin. Amberin is the incredibly effective all-natural solution for menopause relief. It's backed by published clinical trials and 30 years of research. It has helped thousands of women get free from the awful symptoms of menopause. Call now and ask how you can receive 30 days of Amberin free of charge. Free supplies are limited, so go to AmberinTrial.com. That's AmberinTrial.com. Or call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 1-800-318-8232.
Billion, 100 million population. India is now over 1 billion. Both countries are firmly under globalist control. And they will just play the nations off against each other and will export Chinese authoritarianism worldwide. You know, it just came out yesterday that China is now giving more money to the third world than the IMF every year. And when you hear about the IMF, that means our money. They take our money that we back up with taxpayers, and the private bankers openly go in and say, here's the money, now you got to spend it with this private company. That's on record. That's all been leaked. The BBC's covered it. And it was IMF World Bank loans that started China. And now Americans buying cheap Chinese slave goods have financed what's happened. And like a dealer, and that's what China is, selling us crack, the American people cannot stop buying the Chinese slave goods. They have sold their liberty, their freedom, their future. They've deindustrialized us in the name of the Xbox, in the name of Kinect, that face scans you and tracks everything you do in your house and has a microphone and a camera that watches you in your home. And the government admittedly is dialing in to these systems and watching you and the OnStar. I mean, and selling us that authoritarianism is good. There's this conversion into tyranny happening, and China is there to lead the way. And when they, quote, give countries, you know who mines the majority of the minerals, rare earth minerals now out of Australia? It's not even the British government. It's the Chinese. And the Australians are freaking out. I mean, the Chinese are coming in, taking over almost every mining city, and they're demanding stakes in the, you know, in the domestic minerals themselves and actually taking the country over. And they control over 90% of rare earth minerals that go into all the gadgets as well. They have a strategic plan because they're the collectivist model. And where does David Rockefeller spend a lot of time? Who was involved in creating the system? David Rockefeller, who admittedly set up the modern UN as we know it. That's how powerful these people are. And so they're going to use China to muscle out what's left of Western industry and everything else and force that giant sucking sound, that complete implosion of the economy that will render us subservient and dependent on them. But we must not hate the Chinese people. They are fighting back. They want freedom. You know, our media back in Tiananmen Square halfway praised them. Today they're decried. The Dalai Lama has kicked out the back of the White House. He's called a feudal dictator by the news, and he's certainly not perfect, but compared to the, you know, Chinese communists, I mean, they did take over Tibet. They do force Tibetan women to marry Chinese males. And of course, they're all Asian, but the point is forcing you to marry, ending the culture. The globalists want to end all cultures. They sell the communist Chinese murderers like they're rock stars, and that's what this is about. But it'll also create, at a subconscious level, envy. Americans love thinking they're number one. They're real into that. When America that was has been dead a long time, I'm trying to resurrect it. We can do it with your help. So it's having the other effect of people calling for more defense spending and feeling incredibly threatened, which is what the Rothschilds would always do. They'd sell one armament to the Austrians, and then the French had to have the better one. And then the Austrians had to have the better. Then the British had to have, and always one-upping each other. So this is the perfect way to enrage Americans, coming out and saying China owns America and putting Chinese flags up everywhere in Washington. Now let's go to this clip put out by Citizens Against Government Waste that was banned on History Channel, ABC, Discovery Channel, and dozens of other channels. This is not allowed to air in America because you can't be critical of our new owners, who themselves are owned by the bankers that make them look like paupers. Here's the clip of the Chinese professor, Beijing, China, 2030. Why do great nations fail? He's teaching the commies. The ancient Greeks, the Roman Empire, the British Empire, and the United States of America. They all make the same mistake, turning their backs on the principles that made them great. America tried to spend and tax itself out of a great recession. Enormous so-called stimulus spending, massive changes to health care, government takeovers of private industries, and crushing debt. Of course, we own most of their debt. So now they work for us. And that is actually what is taught in China.
You have to. Join citizens.
That is actually what is taught in China, and that is what is in their news. Chinese general says ready to nuke U.S. You know, that sub launching the missile. And our military is just busy trying to take our guns and, you know, fighting Muslim terrorists publicly funded by the CIA. Again, the globalists fund the communists, they fund the Nazis, they fund the Muslim extremists. A lot of them don't even know they're being funded from, you know, upline, downline. This is geopolitical master stratagem. And this is not my opinion. I didn't just figure this out. I read Dr. Henry Kissinger. I read Dr. Brzezinski. I read the stuff Newt Gingrich has put out. Who's praising Obama?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the prophet Jeremiah was told not to pray for the house of Judah anymore because of their personal and national sins? Could it be that God has ceased hearing prayers for America because of our personal and national sins also? Pornography, adultery, fornication, homosexuality, lesbianism, corporate theft, lust, and greed are running rampant all over America, which was once declared a Christian nation. When will it all end? In slavery to the New World Order? Would like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736.
I won't back down.
Right, reducing tensions and building economic ties. And we hope this progress continues because it's in the interest of both sides, the region, and the United States. Indeed, I reaffirmed our commitment to a one China policy based on the three U.S. China communiques and the Taiwan Relations Act. I told President Hu that we appreciated China's
role
in reducing tensions on
Barry
the Korean Peninsula.
There is Barry Sitaro, the Indonesian citizen.
That North Korea must avoid further provocations.
Up there with Hu Jintao, the communist Chinese dictator. He is elected by the communist committee that is a group of dictators. So the appointed front man of a committee of filthy, rich, corrupt dictators who wallow with the wealthy robber barons of the West to destroy the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. And, of course, he bowed to him again yesterday. He bowed to him again a year ago. Obama hasn't ever found anybody that he didn't want to bow down to. And I was watching some of the press conference. It was about how China is committed in helping the U.S. force through the Copenhagen Treaty, really, that China is exempt from. And they build 2 to 3 new reactors a week, new power plants. They're also building a lot of nuclear reactors, and we build 2 power plants a year on average because that's all the government allows us to have. And now the feds have come into Texas that's supplying power to 5 surrounding states, the biggest power generator in the U.S., and has told us we've got to shut down and then pay more. No judge, no jury. Congress didn't pass this Copenhagen. But what's the head of NASA and others call for? They said China's going to put tariffs on us if we don't accept the carbon tax. And, oh, whatever China says, we better do. This is about groveling to China. It's been armed. It's been positioned. It's been put into place. And it's involved expanding worldwide as the New World Order's main hydra of tyranny. Because it is a complete nightmare high-tech tyranny over there, on record. And you notice, it's a total embracing of it. Covertly, the bankers that run our country that set up the UN have funded and created this monster and backed it up in the oppression of its people. And now there's a total embrace of it. Here are some of the headlines, and we're going to our guest. Meet the new boss, China owns the United States. But again, only through the bankers who sit above them. Continuing, China plants a flag on Constitution Avenue. Never before done. Hundreds of flags all over Pennsylvania Avenue, just flaunting it. So that when his lordship drove in on the red carpet and walked over the red carpet and then drove in, he would see the Capitol turned into a worship fest for authoritarianism. What does this tell you? What does this say here? Our government grovels to tyranny. Well, of course, you're setting a tyranny up here. Our government has exported tyranny and tried to put dictators in and death squads all over the world if the governments didn't serve them. Here's the London Guardian. China on equal footing with U.S. as Hu Jintao visits Washington. The U.S. has been taken over by the banks that got $28 trillion in just the last 2 years that they won't say where it went. But we're told we're owned by China, and they're our boss because they own $1 trillion. China's owned by the very same banking cartel. China's inferiority in hard power has turned Beijing's advantage and sights on its growing soft power abroad. See, the U.S. plays the part of the devil, as I've told you for years, taking over the world, torturing people. The CIA releases the torture internationally, wanting to destroy our name, but then domestically telling us it's good. So that we are now the new Hitler, and when we collapse, the world will rejoice, and then China will rise up with the EU, and that's the planetary regime. Then the U.S. will be rebuilt as a troop-supplying mercenary backwater. That's all been written about, all been planned by the globalists. China logs double-digit growth in the U.S. The U.S. has 2% so-called growth. That's with cooked numbers. That's what slavery does for you. China got stealth tech from Russia, U.S. lawmaker says. Analyst, what is the plan? What's plan B if China dumps its U.S. debt? I mean, what did Hu Jintao say 2 days before coming here? He said the dollar's over. America's over. He knows full well all we've got's the dollar. He knows the decision's been made to devalue it. He knows the decision's been made to make the Chinese currency part of the New World Reserve currency 30 years ago by the Trilateral Commission and David Rockefeller. It's all been written about. How did I know exactly what would happen? Because we understand the globalist. And it just continues here with what's happening. We have traitors within our government who can pass laws to shut down our industry to boost the stock in their companies that are overseas, in Mexico, in India, in China, and again, 160-plus other countries. It's very cold-blooded. It allows them to destroy freedom. It allows them to collectivize here as people lose their jobs and now fall onto the social safety net that was just for the poorest, that now is going to be for more than half the public that's on some form of government assistance. You can see where this is going. And the authoritarians are confident because they know having half the public on some type of government paycheck, those people will do and vote for whatever they're told to do by this corrupt system. And that's why we're in deep trouble. They are coming after the free speech. They are coming after the guns. They are coming after your farms and ranches and your homes. And they are going to have unlimited armies of people who couldn't get jobs at McDonald's in uniforms trained to beat your brains out. So you better take your counties and your cities over. You better get good cops in there and good sheriffs. You better understand they're putting their federalized goons in right now and that we're in a horrible situation. The CIA is now operating in every major U.S. city. All illegal. Face scanning cameras, total surveillance, all illegal. satellites with infrared biometric IDs. I told people about this 8 years ago and got laughed at when I had the Department of Defense reports. Alexander Haig was making the money off of it. It says Utah City may use blimp as anti-crime spy in the sky. The blimps are already up there, most of them over 100,000 feet. On the clearest days, there's like a little silver dot. The news points cameras at it, ABC News in Utah a few years ago, and said, is it a flying saucer? And it looked like the Hindenburg with two black propellers on it with solar panels on the side with infrared cameras hanging off the bottom. And I know the name of the airship company. I know about the billion-dollar contracts, but people couldn't believe there was a surveillance blimp at 125,000 feet. So they wanted to believe it was aliens instead. Remember when I ranted about that? And then I go on big syndicated shows and they make fun of me and go, what's this about imaginary blimps? Here it is in Reuters, okay? They got Homeland Security blimps over every major city. Alexander Haig got the money. They're scanning you, they're following you, they're license plate reading, okay? There's unlimited money to enslave you. It's a criminal government. They can face scan everything, but they can't stop $500 billion a year of drugs coming in. Now, I want to play this video and go to this young man. We'll keep him 5 minutes in the next hour. Then we got Lindsey Williams coming on. He's Mateus Rojas. He's 17 years old. When I heard his voice, he sounded very strong, like he was 30, 40 years old. But he is strong. He's got that liberty in his chest, in his heart, in his soul. And that's what's so exciting about standing up to tyrants and hearing that humanity in his voice. You hear somebody else in the background in Spanish saying, you will fail. You will fail repeatedly. And it's going to get millions of views. It's already got, well, the different versions I saw, 400, 500, I forget, 1,000 views. One video alone, a quarter million. This just got posted 2 days ago. And he's got breaking news. He's got an intelligence source. And obviously, the Rockefeller funded Henry Kissinger coup with Pinochet, where they imprisoned over the years hundreds of thousands, killed tens of thousands. Obviously, it's more of a free country now, but not as much. He wants to use his name. He's got a bunch of sources. I would advise him not to give these sources out of this bombshell info he's got. How he knew where Rockefeller was coming in on the airport, the intel he's about to give you, I don't know if he wants to actually give that source out, or they may shut that source down. But I'll just say, I mean, obviously, this young man is in a dangerous situation, and I'm going to tell him that now. I'm not trying to scare him, but we need to, that's why it's good that he's going public. That's why it's good that he's getting a lot of attention, because David Rockefeller, we already know, the globalists are all basically moving to South America, and that's the breaking news. And, they believe territorially that Chile is theirs, and if they're able to take it back over, you will be put on a death squad list. I mean, that's their main enjoyment. Just like here in the U.S., as they get their tyranny in, I'm on a death squad list. I mean, that part of that's even been declassified under InfraGuard. They have a list of people they want killed immediately, not even arrested. So we're going to play him confronting David Rockefeller and then go to him with some very powerful breaking news. Joining us from Chile, 17-year-old man who people are just marveling at the way he rebuked Emperor Palpatine, known as David Rockefeller. Here it is.
Rockefellers, come back. We don't want your new world order, Leave Chile right now. Leave Chile. You are not... You're killing a lot of people! You're killing a lot of people! Leave here! Leave Chile right now! Leave Chile! Leave Chile! We don't want your world government! Leave Chile right now! Leave Chile, okay? Leave Chile! Your family... Your family is the most disgusting in the world, Leave here! Leave! Leave! You also, you're a traitor to Chile! Mr. Agustinero, you're a traitor to Chile, okay? You're a traitor to Chile! What you're doing right now, okay? 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 You know everything! You know everything! You're participating with him! You're participating with him in this! Your world government will fail, okay? Your world government will fail! Will fail! Will fail! You know what? Leave Chile right now! We don't want you here! We don't want your disgusting thing here! Leave Chile now!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the video's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You can just search the term Rockefeller confronted in Chile and you'll get it. But it came out in congressional hearings. Kissinger's been indicted in Spain over it. And, of course, his minion, that's David Rockefeller's minion, that he was responsible for much of the social engineering down there in Chile, and of course so many other evils worldwide. Mr. Rojas, great to have you on with us via video Skype from Chile.
How are you, Mr. Alex Jones?
I'm good. Well, tell us about more about the confrontation, and then you've got some breaking news. But you've got a lot of fans out there. You told me yesterday when we finally got you on Skype that I'm your hero. Well, you're my hero. We're all together. Anybody that stands up against these mass murderers, and I've got the documents on David Rockefeller with his eugenics and the sterilants and the vaccines, anybody that stands up against this family that openly financed Hitler is a hero.
Well, a lot of people in Chile are waking up right now to this truth that you spell out. And, well, I knew that Rockefeller was coming to Chile because I received an information from a source that, as you said, I cannot reveal right now. But I knew this a day before David Rockefeller arrived to the airport. I was in Santiago de Chile because I had some documents that I had to submit to make something. I don't live in Santiago. I live in Teno, in a countryside, in the countryside of Chile. So I was there with my friend, who is also an info warrior. His name is Pedro Reyes, and I want to also to thank him for being there. You can hear him like in the second 46 saying, "You will fail, you will fail." That's the background voice. But we got there like at 1:10 p.m., something like that, and Rockefeller's plane was going to land at 1:15 p.m. We saw the screen with the flights coming in and coming out, and seeing that the plane was already there, so we lost a lot of hope at that time. We didn't know what to do. We were searching all over the airport. There was a lot of people. We think that famous people, famous person like Mr. Rockefeller has to arrive to Chile in some kind of a special way, you know. Well, we began to search for the VIP section or something like that. And we asked a lot of people, where does a person comes from the airport, being a millionaire, being an international banker? No one knew about him arriving to Chile. Not even the press reported it. I forced to the press that Rockefeller was going to be here, also with Mr. Agustin Edwards, who is the owner of El Mercurio. But we had a lot of responses, but nothing clear. Then we, when we turned around to almost leave the place, we were losing a lot of old hope. We found out that David Rockefeller was there in front of us and waiting for some man to put him on the vehicle where Agustin Edwards was at.
Yeah, he's now in a wheelchair.
Yes, he's now in a wheelchair. Well, he's looking.
I don't normally get happy about seeing a person become decrepit, but I tell you, I'm not crying any tears for him. He's one more step towards the mouth of hell opening up for him. He can probably see old Scratch there waiting on him right now.
Yes, many people say that, well, how can you scream at an old person? I say, well, physically he looks like an old person, but in his mind he still has the same ideas. So,
well, did you see him leering at you vampirically, kind of laughing at you?
Like a devil. He seems really like a devil, literally, and his eyes a little like red, you know.
No, he looks like Emperor Palpatine.
Yeah, yeah. At the beginning he apparently thought that I was a fan of his. Because he smiles and he saluted me with his hands. But after that, after he heard that I was telling him to leave Chile, his face changed. And then he laughed again when I accused him of killing a lot of people, meaning the eugenics programs. He funds the genocide in China, as you mentioned, that he praised Mao, the dictatorships in South America. When I saw him laugh, I lose control. You know, I started to scream even more, So I heard a man sitting from inside a vehicle. I didn't know who was he, saying, "Don't scream, don't scream." I even went a little bit inside the vehicle. And I found out that Agustin Edwards Eastman was there. As you covered yesterday, Agustin Edwards Eastman is a descendant of Agustin Edwards McClure, who was president of the League of Nations.
They go way back with the Rockefellers, and of course, Eastman's a huge media magnate. So here is Rockefeller, again, with the power elite of South America. Please continue.
Well, that was a big surprise for me. I didn't know that he was going to be there. I think that he wasn't prepared, Mr. Rockefeller, for this. I mean, and maybe he believes that Chile is like the Cook Islands or something like that, where he can come and leave and no one tells anything, because the bodyguards didn't do anything. Even one of them was even laughing when I was there confronting him.
Well, that's what they do. It's a cover to make you feel powerless. You know, I was played a tape of Rockefeller at Bilderberg that I was not allowed to put on air. The person called his hotel room, and it was Rockefeller, because they knew what hotel he was at. And then he said, please call back. This was in 2008. Obama was there. And the person called back, got him, had a discussion about world government with him. But the fellow who was down there covering it from Canada was too scared to let me air it. But it was a very powerful interview. And I was only allowed to listen to it. I was not allowed to be given it. So he's still very, very sharp, but he's 96 years old. Of course, the founder of the Rockefeller family, he had a bet that he was going to live to 100, but he died a few months short of it. So David's trying to make it to 100. Stay there.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
I'm ready. Matias Rojas is our guest, joining us from Chile. He and his friend got intel from other patriots who understand the globalist agenda about Mr. David Rockefeller, who, if you have to say one person knows where the bodies are buried, one person who was at all the Bilderberg meetings from 46 on, one person, they were really having them since 46. They didn't really start in 54, like they say. One guy who was, you know, in U.S. intelligence before World War II, a guy that his family, you know, gave the U.N. the land, developed the idea of the League of Nations. They were the ones, along with Cecil Rhodes and the Queen of England at the time. And that's why there he is with the son of the founder of the League of Nations. And here comes a great patriot for Chile, confronting someone who was involved in the overthrow of Chile on September 11th, by Pinochet. Now, I want to get into your new bombshell info, because we've got the Bushes, you know, running down to South America and buying hundreds of thousands of acres. We've got so many of the elites leaving the U.S. because they know what they've done. They're getting ready to stage a civil war here. At least that's the word. You've got some bombshell info for us, Mr. Rojas, so drop it on us.
Well, I find out that many elitists are buying land in the south of Chile, both in Argentina and Chile. Ted Turner, for instance, who was the founder of CNN, he has a lot of land in Argentina. Even Henry Paulson has bought a lot of land in Tierra del Fuego, in the south of Chile, under the Patagonia Conservation Land Trust. The most important here that I want to talk about, that is also connected to the Rockefeller Foundation, is Mr. Douglas Tompkins, a so-called ecologist and global warming believer and overpopulation believer. These people are crazy. These people believe that the world is overpopulated, but they have a best lands, and, you know, it's like...
Well, no, that's their admitted plan. They say they're going to get rid of us and live on giant plantations.
Exactly. He has more than 2 million acres, both in Chile and Argentina, Pumalin Park, Concorvado Park, and others. And I have here a copy of a newspaper from 2001 where the lawyer of Douglas Tompkins admits that to buy that land, they use money from the Ford Foundation and the Rockefeller Foundation through grants. Some years ago, and I can send you these links, Alex, to this Chilean news articles, a newspaper called La Tercera covered that covered the fact that Rockefeller is one of the most important people that gives those grants to the ecologists here in Latin America, so they can buy land and give it to UNESCO, as you covered in your film, your first film.
And then they personally move in onto it. Same thing in Mexico. We wonder why we're being overrun with all these poor people. God bless them. It's because in the 70s and 80s, they kicked the people off their ancient land, made them go to Mexico City, and then to the U.S. This is so cold-blooded.
Exactly. Well, so you have that Mr. Rockefeller and the Rockefeller family and the Rockefeller Foundation has a very special interest in the south of Chile. And you can see that right now, because David Rockefeller is moving to the south of Chile now on vacations with this guy, Agustin Edwards, to an island. And,
stop you there, because you have this internally from a media source. We're going to leave that alone. Same source that told you where he was going to be. David Rockefeller is exiting the United States.
I'm not sure about that, but right now he's here in Chile. According to my source, he will be here at least for 10 days. But you can see how the blueprint for the takeover of Chile is happening in the south, buying all of this land.
But to be clear that I misheard you, so David Rockefeller is not moving to Chile?
No. Nothing confirmed now.
All right, well, the word I've got is that, well, we know the Bushes and others are all moving down to that general area, you've got the news articles there about how much land he owns. Amazing. We'll be right back with our guest in 60 seconds, and I look forward to having him back up as a correspondent for us down there in South America in beautiful Chile.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.